Good afternoon. It is 2 p.m. and welcome to Community Focus. I'm so glad that you're joining us here. As you go, I tell you every week until he returns, my friend and brother, Gregory T. is out ill and recuperating. Keep him in your prayers and your thoughts. We're hoping that he will be back with us soon. In the meantime, I do my best to carry on solo. Let's start with our weather for today. On this Friday, October 31st, is that what it is? This Halloween Friday. Our temperature outside in Muskegon is 51 degrees. I have a little note here that says it feels like 39, but it felt a little better than that to me. But we are doing that feels like weather thing now. Tomorrow, low 39, high of 50, 50% chance of rain. Sunday, partly cloudy, low of 35, high of 51. Monday, 55% chance of rain, low 44, high 52. On Tuesday, low of 43, high of 53 and partly cloudy. Rain returns on Wednesday, low of 44, high of 53. And next Thursday, it will be cloudy with a low of 41 and a high of 48. So the weather is certainly changing. If you don't believe me, ask my sinuses. All right. I know you've gotten used to and you look forward to my five list every week. I'm just going to pretend like everybody does. So I kept it simple today. Top five Halloween costumes for 2025. I have no idea what at least two-thirds of these are. Rumi and Zoe from K-pop Demon Hunters. I don't know. I know what K-pop Demon Hunters are, but I have no idea who those characters are. All right. Number two, Wednesday from the Addams Family. I do know who Wednesday is. I know the character made famous by Jenny Ortega in our modern version of the Addams Family. Three, Glinda and is it Elphaba?
Elphaba
from Wicked. Which tells you I have not seen, and I want to see it. I'm going to watch See Wicked. I do want to see it, but thank you for that assist. Yeah. You can help me with this one. Labubu? L-A-B-U-B-U.
I think you're saying it right, yeah.
A quirky character from Chinese toy line The Monsters. All right. Number five, I can nail this one. Barbie and Ken. And still amazing after decades. They're still together, and they're still popular as characters for Halloween. So that is your top five. But of course, in a pinch, you know, do what you have to do. You know, the robber's mask, the sheet for a ghost. Do what you have to do. Make sure those kids get out and get that candy tonight. All right. There are events taking place all over Muskegon. Check Facebook. Check anywhere. I know there's Muskegon Fire Department, I think, and Muskegon Heights Fire Department do something. There's trunk or treats all over the community. Just get out, but make sure you stay safe. All right. Now, if we could turn our attention to the reason we really come here, which is to see what exciting guests and information we have for you. I'm pleased to welcome back to the program after she took a 1 week break. Carla Flanders, welcome back.
Thanks for having me again.
Good. Carla, tell folks who you are and what you do.
So, as you said, Carla Flanders, my company is CMF Marketing and Events.
Okay.
So I do a lot of local marketing, promotions, and large scale events. I've done a number of them throughout West Michigan, and I'm working on a new one that's coming up in a few weeks, and that's what we're here to
talk
about.
We got a couple
of
things coming up, right?
Yeah, yeah.
Okay, well, let's get into it. Let's start with the Girlfriends Getaway.
Okay, so the Girlfriends Getaway is a new event in downtown Muskegon that I'm really excited about. It's something I've been thinking about for many, many years.
Okay.
They do this all over the country, but I thought, you know what? Muskegon is prime for us to do this here. So basically what it is we're inviting a bunch of ladies to come on to downtown Muskegon and enjoy everything that we have there, right? So register. Registration starts on Friday, and that will be at the Delta Hotel. We do have discount hotel rooms. But if you're local, I want to say this. You don't have to stay at the hotel, but we still want you to get involved. And you can, you know, sleep in your own bed at night. So Friday night, we're going to have a private reception at the Muskegon Museum of Arts. Have you been there lately?
Oh, not since they did the renovation.
Yeah.
And so, I need to get there,
It's a really exciting opportunity for those that live local that maybe haven't been there in a while, or for guests that are coming in from out of town to experience experience this amazing art museum right in our backyard, right?
Yeah.
So that's from 5 to 7. And then we encourage all of the ladies that are going to be in town to go and visit the local restaurants.
Okay.
And maybe have a beverage or two or do whatever their heart desires on that Friday night. Then if they are staying at the Delta, the next morning we will be having a mimosa brunch and a Bloody Mary bar the Walker's restaurant there.
Mm-hmm.
And throughout the day, we have a number of different activities, shopping activities, also workshops. So we have a woman that's coming in from up north, and her name is Kaylin Sheik. She does a wreath workshop. So again, this is something that the whole community can participate in.
Okay.
You just get a discount if you're part of the Girlfriends Getaway.
Okay.
So we have 3 wreath making workshops that's taking place at the convention center downtown. We also have a private event at the Heckley Hume Homes, which are going to be all decorated for the holidays.
Okay.
And that will be discounted as well. Okay. And then throughout the evening, both nights, we have activities that the Girlfriends Getaway participants can be a part of, and they can attend. So, for example, the Frauenthal has a symphony on Friday, and then they have a ballet on Saturday.
Okay.
And one of the highlights, it kind of flows into this Girlfriends Getaway, is the Michigan Makers Market, which it looks like it's 2 different events, but it's one big event all weekend long. So the Michigan Makers Market is happening also that Saturday. It's at the convention center. It's a again, the community can attend. It's only $5 to get in, to go in, but if you're part of the Girlfriends Getaway, you get in for free.
Okay.
So this is 80 plus fine art and craft exhibitors.
Okay.
They're going to be at the convention center from 10 a.m. to 5 p.m.
Okay.
on Saturday. So lots of different things going on, and it's I just kind of like I just uploaded a lot, so I don't know if you absorbed it all.
So the Girlfriends Getaway, do you have to pre-register for that?
Yes, yes. Okay. Thank you for asking. So we do encourage pre-registration, and part of the biggest reason is for the wreath workshops, we need to know how many wreaths to get in, right?
Sure.
So today is the today is one of the deadlines, but I think we're going to extend it just a little bit. So really get your registration in. It's only $60 to register. So with that $60, you're going to get a swag bag full of goodies. So I'm just holding up little props here, but there's a photo here. And in the photo, you'll see the Watch Muskegon bags. Those will be full of goodies that you get for that $60.
Uh-huh.
You also get into the private reception at the art museum. You get into the Michigan Makers Market, and you get to get all those discounts that I kind of listed earlier.
Okay.
So that's what that money goes towards. And so it's $60, and then it's kind of a la carte. So you can pick and choose what you want to do. You know, we didn't want to say you have to do all these things. We want the person to choose what they would like to do. So if you're doing the wreath making workshop, there's 3 different ones throughout the day. You do need to pre-register for those.
Mm-hmm.
Heckley Hume tour, you do need to pre-register for that.
Mm-hmm.
And then obviously in the evening, if you're going to attend any of the shows, you have to get your own tickets to do that too.
Okay. Now you said that they do this in other communities. That first time hearing about this. So tell me, what are some of the places they've had?
So they do this kind of all over. And if you do a quick Google search, you'll see. But the one that's closest is the Holland area.
Okay.
So Holland does this in February or March every year. They get over 500 ladies to come to downtown Holland to do this.
Wow.
And, you know, they do a lot of the same things. But the difference is, I mean, our downtown is unique, right? We don't have one main shopping district, right?
Right.
So we
right.
have a lot of fun shops all over.
Uh-huh.
And so that's why we're doing this Michigan Makers Market, so that we could kind of have it all in one spot, and and the ladies can go there. But for me, this is also an economic driver, right? We want to have other businesses benefit from this. And so we're encouraging them to visit different restaurants. We're encouraging them to visit different stores throughout downtown and throughout the county, actually, not just downtown. And, you know, hopefully it's the first year. So hopefully we can help, this can grow, and we can get a lot more people involved. And, you know, maybe we'll get 500 ladies downtown in,
you know. And I just think, you know, it's a football weekend. If you, you know, guys, if you know, maybe it's a nice treat for the wife, you can catch a few of those games.
Right.
So $60, you get to sit around for 2 days.
And, that's right. And it's also Deer Hunter's Widow weekend.
Is that,
it's opening weekend for your hunters.
There you go.
So you guys go hunting and the ladies will go shopping. How's that?
You know, I know you do a lot of marketing and things. For folks that haven't been to Muskegon in a couple of years, a lot of a lot of different things to see.
Yeah.
You and I were talking earlier. I said before we went to see Black Bach and was a Puerto Vallarta restaurant downtown. And so it's like we're downtown. We ate Puerto Vallarta, walked a half a block down to Black Bach. At the block, I felt like I was in a big city.
I know, it's great. It's so exciting to see what's happening downtown. And I'm a transplant to the area. Okay. So I came kind of just on the cusp of when it was after they tore down the mall.
You didn't miss anything.
and then they were starting to rebuild downtown. And so, people don't know the Muskegon of now. And I really encourage people to come and experience it in a new vision because it's so amazing here and in so many different amenities from the downtown and the arts and the entertainment to the lake, to the trails, to there's just so many cool things going on. I mean, we're right by the ballpark over here, you know? So, I mean, there's just so many great things. And I think that, we really, I mean, I almost hate to say, I almost hate to say like hidden gem because we're not really hidden. I think people just need to just experience more in West Michigan, you know?
You got folks like me who are here and, you know, our friends come down from Detroit. I tried 30 years, tried to get them here. Mm-hmm. They came 3 years ago and loved it.
Yeah.
You know, we did a Muskegon staple, Scripps Pizza. We went to a concert and they loved it.
Yeah.
I've been trying to get you out here for 30 years.
But, I know.
You know, sometimes we're the worst here. Going to some of the places here, Hackling, Hume Home, going to some of the sites here. But people come from out of town and love it.
I know.
So we've got to do a better job.
Yeah. Here. Yeah. I was just at the Chamber breakfast this morning, too. Mm-hmm. And then we're talking about the port. Do you know that 20 cruise ships come into Muskegon Lake next year it'll be 20 cruise ships coming in.
Yeah.
I mean, these are people from all over the world, all over the country coming in to visit our ports. And so, you know, we as a community can kind of rally around all of the great things that are happening. And just, I think the way we speak about our community too says volumes. So I think that we internally need to reevaluate how we look at our own community because, it's an amazing place.
Yeah. So this is a good time to kind of show off Muskegon downtown. You know, you got the whole social district, so you can kind of walk with your beverage and just kind of mingle with folks. And
And you were mentioning some of the restaurants, too. I mean, Puerto Vallarta is a new restaurant. There's a Western Reserve.
Yes.
It's fairly new. You know, within that few blocks there, people could walk to, you know.
You actually get a wide range of food to try.
And good coffee places as well. So we're going to be pushing all of that. And then at some of the restaurants like Carlisle's and The Vault, they're going to have specialty drinks for the ladies, for the girlfriends getaway.
Okay.
So we're encouraging people to go visit those and check out the specialty drinks and the menu options and all of that good stuff. And then the entertainment, as I mentioned, the symphony has a show on that Friday night. And then the Frauenthal has a ballet on Saturday, and you can get discount tickets for that, too.
Okay. So before we go much further,
how
can folks get tickets or get information if they have
it? Great question. So for the Girlfriends Getaway, it's simple, girlfriendsgetaway.org. Just go to girlfriendsgetaway.org. And at the top, you can see the schedule, like click on the schedule so you can get the list of everything that's going on. And the registration information's there. And then you can, it's all through Eventbrite is the registration. For Michigan Makers Market, which again is a community-wide event, and we encourage everybody to go. The other cool thing about this is it's just getting into the holiday shopping season. So if you want to really support local businesses and local crafters and Michigan makers, this is a great place to be. It's only $5 to get in. You can get tickets in advance or you can get tickets at the door, and that's at michiganmakersmarket.org. michiganmakersmarket.org. The other thing about this is we're also supporting local businesses. We have four or five different smaller mom and pop clothing stores that are going to be there. So Clove and Crown, there are a lot of women clothing stores, but Clove and Crown's going to be there. Why wouldn't we, right? It's a girlfriend's getaway weekend. Polka Dot Paisley's going to be there. Elevate Your Everyday, Only You Boutique. I know Maurice's is going to be there. Also Blended Furniture Market, which we love, and
we
they'll
love
be there.
Furniture.
Yeah, they're going to be there. And Wasserman's going to supply flowers. Revolution Mortgage is going to be there too, with the table giving away stuff. Dahlquist Group is going to be there. Muskegon Museum of Art's going to have a table. So these are all a lot of local businesses that are going to be participating. Also, Infinity Solutions, which they do staffing.
Sure.
So if you're looking for a job or looking to hire people, they're going to be there. And also, have you heard of Dreamstay? Dreamstay is a they're going to be there too. This is really cool. This is another thing that people are engaging in and coming is they are a basically like Airbnb in the community. They have some spots up in North Muskegon and they also have some spots downtown. So they're going to be there talking about their properties. So coming to visit and being a part of that. And we're doing a bunch of giveaways. Oh. So I should talk about that too. we've already given away a pair of tickets to fly Muskegon, fly from Muskegon to Chicago.
Okay.
We have more tickets to give away. So if you purchase your Michigan Makers Market ticket online ahead of time, you could be entered to win two free tickets to fly from Muskegon to Chicago and back. Just one way. There and back. and then we're going to be giving away tickets to fly Muskegon again through Denver Air at Michigan Makers Market, plus packages and gifts. And so it's just all around like feel good. We just really want to have a great party, you know?
Yeah. You know, you talk about the tickets and the giveaways. Sounds like you've had some good responses from local businesses about this event.
Yeah, we have. And we're so thankful that of the support. I mean, Muskegon DDA also was one that really supported the event and Web Chemicals, another great one. They're very, very supportive in the community. And same with Northern Machine and Tool. And we love those guys because they see it. Like they get it. They know that by helping to support something like this, we can bring hundreds, hopefully thousands of people to our community and show it off in a good light, you know?
Awesome. Yes. Yeah. Let me ask you about the Michigan Makers Market. Yeah. That's not the first year that's in Muskegon, is it?
Correct. Okay. It was here, I think we started it 4 years ago and 4 or 5 years ago and it was 2021 and they did it for 2 years I think and then took a break, so I'm bringing it back. It used to be more in February during like Winterfest time, but we thought we'll try it in November and do it like kind of, you know, on the cusp of that holiday shopping. Yeah, we're really excited about that. And the fact that we're going to have 80 plus fine art and craft exhibitors. And the other part of this is, you know, it's crafters, but it's kind of a little bit higher end craft and then finer art. So like if you want to have a really good photo or a little mini sculpture or paintings or, you know, cute, fun things like that for men and women and kids and everybody. That's the place to be and just find unique pieces.
Yeah, I was gonna say kind of like unique things, you know.
Yeah.
So then you nothing wrong with the catalog shopping, but some unique you won't see in somebody else's house or some kind of special gift you can kind
exactly.
of add and we a will, twist to.
And we will have multiple price ranges too. And so we wanted to make sure that it was affordable for everybody. Again, it's only $5 to get in.
Sure.
And there's everything from like baby clothes and blankets to mini sculptures to woodworking to printmaking. I mean, just we have a lot of a good variety. Also jewelry for all types of people. We have jewelry. And so, you know, that permanent jewelry is really hot right now. We have a couple of people coming to do permanent jewelry. so we're looking forward to that. And I mean, just I was involved with the Lakeshore Art Festival for like a decade, for 10 years. Sure. I helped manage that. And so this is near and dear to my heart, too, because I just think like local makers are small business owners. Right. And a lot of these people are from West Michigan and a handful are from the Muskegon area as well. And so I get it. I know how it goes. I've done my fair share of shows myself. So, you know, this is their livelihood in a lot of lot of ways. So, please tell all your friends and family members to come to Michigan Makers Market. If you can, even if you can't make the Girlfriends Getaway Weekend, really I want to support that. Oh, I should probably say the dates. Did I say the dates?
No, we didn't say the dates. So we'll do it.
Okay. So this is November 14, 15, 16, but a majority of this is happening on November 15th, downtown at the convention center in the Delta Hotel. And again, the MichiganMakersMarket.org is the website. And then GirlfriendsGetaway.org is the other website, November 14, 15, 16.
Okay, good. The Michigan Makers, I assume they probably have all their vendors for this year. If people hear that and they're interested in the future, what should they do?
We do email us at MichiganMakersMarket at gmail.com, or you'll see it on the website there. Email us. We do have a wait list, and we do have a list for next year.
Okay.
And honestly, there's always one or two people that maybe can't make it last minute. So I encourage people to get on the wait list because we do look at that, and we will pull from that if we have some openings.
Yeah. So you'd probably try to make sure you get a variety.
Of things. For sure.
You know, for sure. Have 200
jewelers.
70 jewelers. Yeah.
I know. Yeah. Yeah. Cause And it's a juried show too, which is important. So what a juried show means is that we get in a room, we look at every single person that applied, and we kind of vet them. We make sure that they have good quality stuff and that it's not just, you know, buy, sell. We don't have any buy, sell there. So that means, you know, you bought something and now you're trying to just resell it and pawn it off like you made it yourself. We don't do that. It's got to be handmade stuff.
That's good. That's good. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So a good, I mean, we talk about visitors, but that's also a great opportunity for, let's say vendors, people getting started in business. One of the things I might have mentioned this before, we get a lot of first time business owners, a lot of young people starting businesses. Mm-hmm. And we like to always, you know, mention opportunities. We talk to them, you know, when they're excited about their business, we also like to, you know, suggest things, opportunities. We always ask them about how do they get their word of their business out. Mm-hmm. So that's another opportunity for some of the young vendors we've had on here to think about maybe pursuing.
Yeah. I mean, I wrote a book this year and I published it.
Oh, did you?
And and so I'm hustling too on that. I am going to different shows to sell my book, you know, and that's just a small or little passion project. But
so would you write a book about it? I wrote
a book about basically graduation. So it's called On the Day You Graduate.
Okay.
It will be available at the Michigan Makers Market. All right. And tomorrow I'm going to be at the Mona Shores Craft Fair as well in Mona Shores High School. But so it's a small picture book. I wasn't planning on talking about
next it. Time you the book. Yeah.
But and it's just a small picture book, but it's for ages 0 to 18 and it's for school age kids that are going to school. And it just talks about, you know, growing up and going through life and then finally graduating. And at the end of it, there's places where teachers can write little notes in it or parents or relatives. You can open it at your graduation party. Or for younger students, what people are doing is they're getting it, and then each year they're having a teacher, first grade, second grade, third grade, write a little note, and then they're going to give it to their child when they graduate. So,
So this is my old guy comment. You know, we save all these pictures on our phones and everything, but 2 weeks ago I had to go print out some pictures. I said, you know, we really have stopped printing out pictures.
Mm-hmm.
And so I've got this big gap, and I got my grandmother and mother's old photos.
Yeah.
And then, you know, my daughter when she was younger. Then, you know, everybody went to cameras.
Yeah.
And we really got to get back to printing out photos. Or, you know, we take pictures of award ceremony and things. But we need those actual items.
I know.
You know, you got to have a trunk somewhere in your house full of kids' pictures and awards and certificates and all that.
Yeah.
So that's for you young parents out there. The photos on the camera are nice, but
You gotta have something for sure. Yeah. And, you know, being in marketing too, you know, there was this time where everybody's like, print is dead. Nobody's doing print. Print is not dead. Yeah. Okay. There is still something about this tactile visual feeling and seeing this and direct mailers and magazines and things like that. I mean, people still look at that stuff, even though people pretend like they don't. They do. I know they do for a fact. While a lot is online and we all look at a lot online, you know, especially in this community, I find the best way to get through to people about what's going on is through visual communication. So it's little flyers, it's billboards, it's yard signs.
I saw that somewhere.
Exactly.
Yeah.
But combine it with your traditional marketing and then your digital marketing as well. So there's so much noise coming at everybody, right? There's so many things. Go to this, come to this, do this, do that. And so you just got to kind of break through the noise.
Yeah. I'm one of those, it's nice to have something to stick on the refrigerator every now and then. I still have refrigerator magnets. So that thing that stands out, I'm in line somewhere at the counter and I'll see all these business cards and little flyers there and I'll kind of read through them. So there's a little deviation, but next time you come back, we'll bring the
book.
That
would be great.
More. So folks, we're talking about two events, the Girlfriends Getaway and Michigan Makers Weekend. Give folks that information again.
Yes. So Girlfriends Getaway registration is only $60. You can register at girlfriendsgetaway.org. Mm-hmm. Michigan Makers Market is open to the entire community and anybody that wants to attend. It's only $5 to get in. November 15th at the Convention Center downtown, 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. More information at michiganmakersmarket.org.
Mm-hmm. And Carla, while you're here, give a shameless plug for your business as well.
Oh, thank you. Yeah. So again, my company is CMF Marketing and Events. So my initials, Carla M. Flanders, okay. Marketing and Events. I'm here, right here in Muskegon County, and do a lot of marketing, project management, and event coordination for many organizations. I love doing it. So if somebody's in need of some marketing or project management or event coordination, let me know.
All right. Carla, it's good having you here again. We hope that we got a great turnout for both of those events. Trying a new event in Muskegon. Good, a good chance for women to get together in Muskegon. So I look forward to hearing how those turned out.
Thank you. Man, it's amazing how quickly 30 minutes get going here.
It flies by quickly.
I know, it does.
All right. Thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you.
We'll look forward to next time.
Thank you.
All right. All right, folks, we're going to take a quick break, and we'll be back with our next guest. Good afternoon. Welcome back to Community Focus, your community news and information program. You may recognize my guest to my left. If not, maybe you've sampled her wares. Join me in welcoming to the program, Miss Kareen's of Kareen's. What's the rest of the name of the restaurant?
Kareen's Soul Food.
Kareen's. We don't say the rest of it. Yeah. Kareen's, a wonderful restaurant in downtown Muskegon Heights. Welcome to the program.
Thank you.
First of all, tell people, introduce yourself to people and tell them about the restaurant.
Oh, I'm Kareen Rose. I own Kareen's Soul Food, formerly Kareen's Cakes. We did some remarketing things. So Kareen's Soul Food, where you can get your meals that taste like your mom and grandmother cook. We want you to leave with an experience as if your grandmother or your mother cooked that meal for you.
Right.
And that's how we want you to leave with that feeling. And we at 90 West Broadway Avenue in Muskegon Heights. We have the construction going on right now. It'll be over soon, but there is a road off of 6 and Broadway that you can enter right into off of 6th Street.
I saw an email today. If the rain holds off, they're targeted being done next week. So
I hope so. Hopefully. They put that surface on. It looks good out there.
Yeah, but stay off of it, folks. It looks like you could drive on it, but don't drive on it yet. But I know they got some. I just happened to see they got some more striping to do and final punch list. But hopefully by the end of next week it'll be open. Yes, it's been an ordeal.
That's the best news ever.
Yes. So we got a few things going on at Kareen's. Let's talk about the Sunday brunch.
Sunday brunch. We want to bring something new to Muskegon Heights. We tried the breakfast thing every day, but nobody gets up before 10. So they don't.
No, my gosh, they don't.
So we wanted to bring something that you don't get in the Heights. Once a month, the first Sunday of every month, we want to bring in an all-you-can-eat brunch for only $20, which includes your meal and your drink. You will be wristband because from that 9 to 2, you do have to be a paying customer if you're going to be in there for the brunch.
All right.
I mean, from 9 to 11:30 or 12, we're going to have just all four breakfasts.
Okay.
And 11:30, 12, we're going to start adding in lunch food too.
I see.
So you'll be able to get some soul food along with your breakfast, whatever you want to eat. But it's all you can eat.
Okay. Now, I know people do customer service things, but you listen to your customers when people are there, you walk out, greet folks. What made you decide to come up with doing this? I know you mentioned you tried the breakfast before, and we'll talk about business too. One of the things you learn in business is you make changes, right?
Mm-hmm.
None's cast in stone. So what made you decide to go to this once a month?
Like you say, I listen to my customers.
Mm-hmm.
And we do a lot with, everybody knows DJ Young, Demetrius Damage.
Yes.
Bless his heart. He actually came up with this idea and talked to me.
Okay.
Miss Kareen, you gotta do this. Miss Kareen, I looked at him. Mm-hmm. I'm like, I don't know. I said, I tried the breakfast. He said, but this ain't that breakfast.
Okay.
I said, you got a point.
Yeah.
He said, you right here, everybody love you. He said, Miss Kareen, do it. I'll make sure you got the top gospel,
okay,
R&B, jazz. He said, you just take care of the food. People love what you bring.
Mm-hmm.
So I said, okay, let's go ahead and let's do it.
Okay.
And he was on board after that.
All right. So this will be the first Sunday this coming Sunday.
This will be our first Sunday.
Okay.
It's just in December because I'm going to be on vacation. I'm going to have to move to the second.
What? You taking vacation?
Yes, it was Jamaica, but that hurricane changed me to a different location. Yeah. But yeah, so we're going to do it the first Sunday every month.
Okay.
And we just want to bring something to Muskegon Heights, you know, because food, of course, keeps everybody together.
Sure.
Yeah. And when you got a soul food brunch, all you can eat for $20 at that.
So now what can we expect on this brunch menu?
Ooh, all your breakfast foods, ham, bacon, sausage, grits, eggs, chicken and waffles, and fruit and more.
Okay.
I can't think without looking at my pictures.
Okay.
But then at like 11:30 or 12, we're gonna throw in the yams, rib tips, smothered chicken. You know, we're gonna throw catfish, all that out there.
Mm-hmm.
Macaroni and cheese. So from 9 a.m. to 2 p.m., you're gonna eat good.
Okay. And that's Corinne's Soul Food at 90 West Broadway in Muskegon Heights.
Mm-hmm.
For people that don't know about the restaurant, and I don't know if imagine we get, I shouldn't say, we get people listen to us on Facebook and that listen on the radio all over the country and on Facebook, anybody, anywhere. Mm-hmm. Tell people about the restaurant.
The restaurant is pretty much named after my grandmother. I'm named after her. But what we did was brought her recipes and I shared them with the world.
Mm-hmm.
And pink and purple, believe it or not, when I first started, I started off at home doing desserts only.
Mm-hmm.
And then I was like, let me start seeing if people, how they would like for somebody to cook for them.
Mm-hmm.
And everybody started loving it. And I was like, okay, we moved out to the mall and tried the mall. But then after 3.5 years with the slowness of malls, we found this location, which was a former McDonald's right in the Heights.
Mm-hmm.
Bless Mimi and her husband, Al, for allowing us to come into this building to bring life back to it.
Yes.
So I stuck with my pink and purple. Everybody always come in and say, oh, this is so pretty.
Uh-huh.
I love it. I'm like, well, thank you.
Yes, yes.
So we just wanted to bring life back into the Heights in our restaurant.
And for people that haven't seen it, you know, again, the soul food, but some of the cakes you do are amazing. They're creative, they're pretty, and it tastes good.
Thank you.
Folks that maybe know the soul food, check out the catering too, because you do an amazing job.
Yep, we cater, we do birthday cakes, we do anniversary cakes, we do wedding cakes. I mean, we're like a one-stop shop. So if you need it and it's edible, I mean, we do chocolate, dipped chocolate strawberries, marshmallows, pretzels, whatever you can name.
Mm-hmm.
So we're not just soul food, we're everything.
And one of the things I want to tell people, even though, you know, building's not really large, it's large, but you've been able to host groups. I know I've been there for a couple of groups that have meetings or events there. So talk about that a little bit.
Yes, we have a nice site. I mean, we've just had a breakfast for a class of 71 and 72.
Mm-hmm.
We open up because we're not open in the mornings, but we open up just for them. So you can reserve the restaurant to have your event. On the side, we have a nice size location to hold your meetings.
Mm-hmm.
And I believe we got, if you got 40 to 50 people, they can all fit over there. We just rearranged the restaurant so that everybody can fit over there and they have their meetings. We just did one for, there's something with the college tour, and I don't know, something.
Okay.
But they had
across the bridge, Chris met there a couple of times. Yeah.
So it was pretty cool just to see everybody come in. We accommodate them, they eat, and they, you know, we have drinks for them or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
But yep, you can have your meetings there. Just give us a call and you got a meeting site.
Okay. So we got the Sunday brunch. Now, one of the things I've appreciated, and so, you know, and I'm glad to say I've been in support of your business. You know, we have our meals we grab there.
Mm-hmm.
You're in business to make money, and we want to be clear about that. But you also, being a part of this community, know you give back. You do a couple of things, and I shouldn't say things because you do things year round. Let's talk about what you do around the Thanksgiving holiday.
Thanksgiving, every Thanksgiving, this will be our third annual. We do a free Thanksgiving meal, and it's from 12 to 2. Our goal is to reach 1,000 every year.
Okay.
The first year we reached 700 and some. Last year we reached 896 meals we gave out.
Okay.
Our goal is 1,000.
Okay.
So it isn't just me. I give a big whop, but the community actually come together. Mm-hmm. I I'm so grateful for our community. Yes. They come from everywhere.
Yes.
Whitehall, Grand Haven, Spring Lake, Ravenna, downtown Muskegon Heights. Mm-hmm. I think we had 70 volunteers last year.
Is that right? Wow.
Yep, and around the same year before, you have the veterans outside guiding everyone. Mm-hmm. So there's a few ways to get your meal. You can call the restaurant now at 231-760-6809.
Okay.
Get your name on the list. Now, we deliver to the homeless, to the homebound and the senior citizens.
Okay.
There, you can come there. If you come in the driveway, because we want to make sure we get count of everyone for what we issue out meals.
Mm-hmm.
They'll give you a ticket when you enter into the restaurant parking lot. You can drive around to the window, drive the window, and you can pick your meal up and keep going.
Mm-hmm.
The other route is you can come inside. And there's a buffet table. They serve you. And you don't have to be homeless.
Mm-hmm.
You don't have to be a senior citizen. And you don't have to be homebound to get these meals.
Okay.
These day and times, you got people just don't cook.
Right.
So you can come and eat. Mm-hmm. You have, with the price of groceries,
yeah.
Come and eat.
Yeah.
It's just different now.
It is.
So that's what we're here for. We're here to make sure that everybody have a meal on Thanksgiving and don't go hungry.
You know, Corinne, every business doesn't do this. You know, businesses, they make their money. We close on holidays for whatever reason, family, whatever. But why do you do this? You know, I mean, this costs you something.
It does.
Why do you do this?
I was raised that way, for one.
Okay.
I was always taught, you give back, you're going to be blessed 10 times more.
Okay.
And it's the truth.
Okay.
Everybody, every business don't have to give back. You don't. You do what you can do if you choose to give back.
Mm-hmm.
But I want the young people to see what I was taught growing
mm-hmm.
up.
Mm-hmm.
Because, and it is, people bring their children.
Yeah. Yeah.
And these children, they give back. You cleaning the table, you taking the trash out, you open the door for someone, you helping serve the customer, you giving back.
Yeah.
You give them a drink, you giving back. But we have to teach our young people. And I just feel like I wouldn't be here if it wasn't for the community. So I want to give them.
Yeah. You know, you say something important. I think about this a lot. My daughter's 25, but, you know, we grew up with you just help people. It's part of community.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you didn't make fun of people didn't have. You know, it's like you cook someone, go over to such and such and take them this plate. Such and such, I'm going to take this. We got some, I'm going to take this such and such at our church and give it to them. And you don't make fun because we know maybe they're lacking something going on. So we saw our parents and grandparents do that.
Yeah.
And so it's important that our kids see that. You know, if you got kids, you know, if you come and volunteer, bring your kids with you.
That's right.
Helping somebody else out. It just, you know, that's what community is.
Mm-hmm. And there's one more thing we offer for Thanksgiving.
Yes.
Those who don't have transportation, they can call and get on the list to be picked up. And we get you to the restaurant and we get you back home.
Okay. Talk about some of the other folks to help you pull us off for Thanksgiving.
The Thanksgiving.
Yes.
The churches, I got to get them up big.
Okay.
The churches all come through. They donate turkeys. So you can donate turkeys. You can donate ham. We take all the donations. We have to have the containers to put the food in, everything. So with the construction happening for the last 6 months,
mm-hmm.
I have more been asking for more volunteer, you know, people to donate this year because we got hit just a little bit.
Sure.
So everybody kicking in. And everybody I've asked, they've been like, Corinne, we got you.
Okay.
And I've already had customers calling, can I volunteer this year? Yes, you can volunteer.
Okay.
Just call the restaurant, get on the list,
mm-hmm.
so, and give me a phone number so we know who to contact and send you a reminder of what time to be there. But this Thanksgiving, we couldn't pull this off without the community.
Awesome.
Community actually comes together to make the Thanksgiving happen.
Yeah. We get a lot of young people on our program. How many years have you been in business now?
It'll be 7 years in March.
Okay, 7 years. We get a lot of young people, especially a lot of young people starting business. They come here and we interview them. We talk about it. You've been in 7 years now. Most restaurants don't make it past 2 years. What are some of the toughest lessons you've had to learn from being in business?
Ooh, toughest.
I'm sure you get young people come to you to say they want to do it too, and they ask you, you know. But for our listeners, what are some of the toughest lessons you've had to learn?
I should have talked to somebody before I opened my business. I should have talked to another business owner to know what I was really getting into.
Yeah.
So I had to learn everything as I went. Make sure you got a lawyer. Make sure you have an attorney. Mm-hmm. That's important.
Yeah.
You need that in your business, your insurance.
Uh-huh.
But your family, everything ain't free.
Come on.
Make
now.
Your
Come
family
on.
Pay.
Yeah. In fact, they should be your best customers.
Oh, my God. I learned hard about that when I'm thinking, oh, I need to feed my family. Uh-uh. Make your family pay. You got to pay for your lights and your gas. Make your family pay.
Mm-hmm.
I had to learn that I have a really, really good accountant. Mm-hmm. That I learned the hard way on that one.
Yeah,
it's very important.
Yeah,
good payroll. It's a lot. I can go on and on. I just got to speak.
Because young people, because two things I know. One, you go to workshops. You know, I know you got to be in the rest of hustling, but I've seen you go to the chamber workshops and GVSU. And so when people see, hey, I saw Corinne won this award, I want to know the other part of, I've seen you go to the business workshops and I've heard you and me say, well, I didn't know this. I'm glad to learn this. So for young people, you know, we all tell young people cooking in the basement, cooking in the kitchen, selling dinners. Like you started.
Mm-hmm.
So if you're thinking of more, and hopefully you are, I want them to learn from your experiences. Like you said, you got to have an accountant, you got to have an attorney, you know, your family, you know, they should be your best customer, not always want something free.
Yes. Yeah. And, you know, I just got through talking to a group of people down at Grand Valley Hub.
Uh-huh.
And they asked me to speak. I said, oh, yeah, no, I don't like to speak in front of people. But it went well.
Yeah.
And I even had a few call me afterwards. And they was like, thank you. And got some more information from me.
Mm-hmm.
Because a lot they didn't know. I mean, there's a cheaper way for us to have attorneys that everybody don't know to do.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I pay only $99 a month. And I have an attorney. I call them, I'm taken care of.
Yeah.
You don't have to worry about all them high costs. Get you a good attorney and good accountant.
Mm-hmm.
Grand Valley Hub, I wish I would have knew about them before my last 3 years.
Uh-huh.
They helped me a lot.
Yeah.
And if I need them, I can call them. I learned so much from them and I've been in business almost 7 years and still learning.
Yeah.
It's just a lot to business. They can make you or break you. We all want a business.
Uh-huh.
But business is not easy.
Yeah.
I mean, I struggle just like everybody else.
Sure.
Just because I have a restaurant, I'm not rich.
Right. Yeah.
I mean, I'm just trying to make it go and make sure that I'm able to pay other people so that they can be taken care of and take care of their family.
Mm-hmm.
But business is it's some work.
Well, I'll tell you this, you know, a pastor friend of mine joked, you know, about pastors. He said, every pastor at some point in your life, you paid to preach because the money didn't come in offering plate.
Mm-hmm.
So you don't have to say it. As a business owner, there's times you paid yourself. You've had to pay to be open because it didn't come in every week.
Yeah.
You know, and get things have grown. But people need to know that the things, you know, you've won some awards and some grants and things. And let's talk about a couple of those. If you could remember, you didn't know coming. I was going to ask you that.
Well,
let's talk about, I know, but let's just, every time I see it, I'm proud of you. I know the work you've put in, but it means something. Mm-hmm. But if you can remember a couple of them that you've won.
The Excellence Award, I feel, is the biggest award I won through the Chamber.
Okay.
That award was everything to me that I didn't even know I was getting.
Mm-hmm.
It just came when they told me I won. I said, I won what? I said, what is that?
Uh-huh.
Oh, it was such a big deal. That was a blessing. And you get this plaque from the state and afterwards. Mm-hmm. And I was like, oh my God, this was really huge.
Yeah.
So it made me feel good. I was like, well, somebody watching, you never know who watching you. Then I got the one from Grand Valley Hub. That was a big one too.
Mm-hmm.
And outside of that, when I won the, I won a $12,000 grant, $11,900,
mm-hmm.
got me all new equipment in my restaurant.
All right.
Y'all, that was the most exciting. That's money that I didn't have to stress out about.
Yes.
And the Deltas presented me with an award. I have a lot of awards.
Yeah.
Oh, I wish I could have wrote them all down. It's so many.
Well, yeah, I mean, you know, you're not like you walk around with the award, but I asked you because I know you've gotten some. And
I never talk about
you're humble
them
about them, but I always, you know, when I see them on the press releases or on Facebook, I'm always proud to see them. And where'd I go, Corinne? You know, and they may remind me, come by and get some chicken. But we need to talk about it because, again, it wasn't like somebody handed these to you. They're a result of a lot of hard work, a lot of effort, you learning along the way.
And again, you never know who's watching you. Yes. So I always try to stay upright. Mm-hmm. You just never know.
Yeah. You know, I tell people, you know, all while I was in school, jobs I've had, I say, you know, really, I learned the fancy words, but most of this is just how I learned to treat people and manage people, stuff my parents taught me.
Mm-hmm.
And just now I know the fancy management terms. And so when you talk about fixing food for people to eat and coming out talking to your customers, a lot of that is just how you learn how to treat people.
Yep. And I don't call myself a chef. I feel like I'm just a cook.
Okay.
I just want to see people happy.
Okay.
I want to share what was taught to me with everybody else.
All right. So what did you say? What do you say has been the thing you talked about the Excellence Award that satisfied you the most being a business owner?
That award is huge.
Yeah.
I didn't know how huge it was.
Uh-huh.
And it's like it opened doors, even though I wasn't the one who won the big number one.
Mm-hmm.
Just to be in that atmosphere, and then, you know, I was like, who am I gonna have sit with me? So I reached out to some of the best, you know, Henrietta Hadley is my mentor.
Yes, yes.
I won the BEI award also.
Mm-hmm.
And she's my mentor through that.
Okay.
So I had Henrietta, I had some people from the Muskegon Community Foundation,
mm-hmm.
like Cindy from Grand Valley.
Yes.
I mean, these are all the people who guide me
mm-hmm.
that I'm learning from.
Mm-hmm.
And it's crazy. I mean, Benita and me graduated together.
Mm-hmm.
Benita helped me with things. I'd be like, for real, Benita?
Yeah.
So, I mean, you just got to have a good circle. Yeah. That award, oh, that was just
Does it take some humility to say, I don't know it and I need some help?
Yeah, you can't be scared. You got to be honest.
Yeah.
I don't like to go in front of people and pretend.
Yeah.
I don't like to go in front of people and act like I know everything.
Mm-hmm.
I'll sit there quiet first and listen.
Mm-hmm.
And then later on, I'd be like, so what does this mean? What did that mean? You can't be scared. You got to be honest.
Yeah.
Especially when people see you honest, they're going to help you.
Yeah. Have you found other business owners, even other restaurant owners, have some of them provide you advice or been helpful when you ask questions?
I actually have another restaurant mentor that I meet with all the time down at Carlisle's. Gaia James is brilliant.
Mm-hmm.
So I meet with him quite often, like sometime every other month, sometime every 2 months. But me and him will sit down, or he'll text me, how you doing? I'll text him, how are you doing?
Mm-hmm.
But I try to stick with people who can teach me.
Yeah.
Teach me. And then I was telling Rob, we did an event for Pastor Doran.
Yeah.
I had a catering, a huge catering. I said, Pastor Doran's telling me about his marriage event he was having. And he was like, but the food, how you did? I said, you know what? Don't even worry about it. I'm going to take care of you. Then I'm thinking to myself, how I'm gonna take care of this? And I got a big catering over here.
Uh-huh.
So I pulled up. You got a network.
Mm-hmm.
You got a network.
Mm-hmm.
I pulled up four other of the top black owned women owned businesses, caterers.
Mm-hmm.
We all came together. I said, I need y'all to donate. I need a donation from everybody. Can you do me a dish for 100 people?
Mm-hmm.
Everybody said yes.
Is that right?
You got a network.
Okay.
You know, ain't no such. I don't know. A lot of people come in the restaurant. Oh, you in competition. You got to be. No. Kareem don't believe in competition.
Yeah.
You got to network. You got to work together. What's the word I'm looking for? Not competing,
mm-hmm.
but we all come together.
Okay.
We all want. I don't believe in all that. If you want to compete, then I'm not going to mess with you.
Now, is it true? I mean, people come in town. They ask, well, what kind of restaurants do you have? It's kind of good to have a variety. You know, sometimes one day you want this. Some days you don't feel like soul food.
Mm-hmm.
Some days you want this, So is the truth, you know, the more the merrier to a degree, because you want people to have those options.
Yeah, and I'm not a big seafood person.
Yeah.
I don't eat seafood, so I don't want to cook it. I'm going to give you some fish, but I'm not going to do the other. We do have people on our staff to take care of that part of the catering.
Uh-huh.
But I would send them to Country Cookie.
Uh-huh.
I would.
Yeah.
That's what they specialize in. My daughter likes shrimp and grits.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh. Every holiday. We order from Country
Cookie. Right?
Can I get a pan of shrimp and grits?
Uh-huh.
I mean, you got to support everybody.
Yeah.
It ain't about you.
Yeah.
If it's all about you, then you ain't going to be successful. That's all how right. I feel.
All right. So you talked about these people who've mentored you and you talked about recently speaking to a group. Is it your desire to be the same thing for other people? For up and coming?
I try to mentor some people.
Uh-huh.
I do. I have a few that come to me, and that's what people don't know. I have bakers who call me. There's home bakers. Mm-hmm. I started at home.
Mm-hmm.
They got to start somewhere too.
Yeah.
I have some people who cook. How do I do this? I tell them, because I ain't going to be on this earth forever. Why not share it?
Yeah.
So I'm not afraid to do that. But yeah, you got a mentor. I feel I have a mentor and I need to mentor somebody
else.
Sure.
Pass it down. So, folks, we're talking with Corinne of Corinne Soul Food, located at 90 West Broadway in downtown Muskegon Heights. A little bit of construction going on, but you can still get there. They made it a point to make sure you get to Corinne's and get you some good soul food. This is like asking somebody what's their favorite child. If you come in the restaurant, What's your favorite thing? If somebody says, people told me to try Karen's, what should I, if I only get one chance in life to come here, what should I order? When I go out of town, that's what I ask people. I say, if I tell people I came here, what's the one thing off your menu I should have? If I came to your restaurant, I got friends out of town, I say, you got to have this one thing or this one meal when you go to Karen's, what would you tell them to get?
Candy yams.
The candy yams?
And you want to know what's crazy? What? It's a lot of people don't like yams. I'm one of them. But we talk them into trying ours.
Is that right?
We got them. But they won't eat nobody else's.
Is there?
They only eat ours.
Okay. The candy yams.
Yes.
Okay.
Those candy yams ain't like yams.
Not the crack chicken.
Crack chicken is a big deal. The crack chicken is a big deal. Uh-huh. But you got to try those candy yams. The crack chicken, the community talk about that one enough to get it out there. But those candy yams, they cannot be
smothered. But I'm going to tell you the truth. What got me when you're, was the smothered chicken, actually. That was the one that got me.
Melting your mouth.
Yeah. And I don't, you know, I don't remember. I don't think I've actually eaten smothered chicken anywhere else.
Really?
It's not something I always order, but I had your smothered chicken. But I don't think, because it's not something I normally would order. But
and that dressing is a big deal, too.
Yeah.
The dressing is something that's hard for me to keep up. If people have no idea that I cook all my food myself. Mm-hmm. There are some things that employees cook, but there are like yams, dressing, stuff like that.
Well, see, the thing about soul food is, a lot of us have had it. So, you know, we compare it to what a mom or a grandma mm-hmm. made. So either we like it or like compare it to it. This ain't how they made it, you know, so.
And the one thing I get, and it makes me proud, when you get, there was a lady came from Grand Rapids a few weeks ago. They had to get me out the kitchen.
Is that right?
Yeah, the lady wanted to meet me. She said, can I tip you? I said, you don't have to. She said, no, I'm going to tip you. Mm-hmm. And when you get an elderly person talk to you, I call them old school. Mm-hmm. That's a big deal when you get a compliment. Mm-hmm. She said, it tastes just like my mama food. Mm-hmm. And she said, I ain't had nothing like this. She said, I have not ate a full meal. Her daughter even told me, my mom wastes food. The lady ate all her food. She had two pieces of fish, two sides of cornbread. She ate it all. And she said, I got to tip you. She demanded that I took this tip. Mm-hmm. She said it was the best she ever had.
All right.
And it reminded her of her grandma.
Oh, that's awesome.
When the old school tell me that, that's when I know I'm doing something.
You know you're
right.
Doing it right, huh? Oh, that's good.
And then we have a big weekend this weekend.
Okay.
Outside of the brunch.
Okay.
We open midnight to 4 in the morning, Friday and Saturday.
So now you're doing that every Friday?
No.
Okay, I didn't think. I remember like you mentioning that to me. Yeah.
I like my life. We've been trying to do it.
People just want you to be open when they want to eat.
Yeah. Right? And no, but we've been doing it every other weekend.
Uh-huh.
So. That's how we've been doing it every other weekend. We'll just post it. Okay. And when we post, they'll know we open both days.
How's the turnout for that, Ben?
You know what? It be packed. I said, so all these people said they can't find us in construction. But then that whole road is so full, and the parking lot full, the restaurant full. I said, so that's what I got to do? Open 12 to 4 in the morning?
At the 10 o'clock, it's hard to find food.
And a lot of people say, so is it a lot of riffraff? I said, no. I said, I get much respect.
Yeah.
I say they get in there, they get their food, they happy, and they go home.
And is that part of what you get with your customer base? Two people not part of our community come in, and they expect they gotta shoot their way in and shoot their way out of Karen's when they come to downtown Muskegon Heights?
No, you know, they don't need a rushing out. Just show some respect and love. That's what they do. Yeah. And it's the 30s. What is it? Like the mid-30s to the early 40s. You show them some love, they're going to show you love back.
Yeah.
And these young people, believe it or not, they are awesome. Yeah. They all support. And they said, just send us the message. We'll get the word out.
All right. Grant, we're almost out of time. It's good talking with you. That's Karen's Soul Food at 90 West Broadway. This Sunday, the first Sunday of the month, you can get breakfast brunch for only $20. Starts at 9 a.m.
Yeah.
Maybe you don't want to sit in church with your stomach rumbling. Maybe this is a good chance to eat a little meal in case the sermon run long. Mm-hmm. Or if you get done from church, you can still get there and get you a nice brunch. So Corinne Soul Food, 90 West Broadway, Muskegon Heights. Corinne, thank you so much for joining us.
Well, thank you for having me.
Yeah, welcome back anytime.
Thanks.
All right. Folks, as we always close out the program, two thoughts. Everybody's seen the news, and you touched on this too. We don't know what's going to happen come tomorrow. Looks like at least till Monday, unless something else happens. Folks' SNAP benefits may be cut off. I know our church has a pantry. There's pantries all over Muskegon. For those of you that are able to, those pantries could use some help. I know last Tuesday we had 50% more people than normal. So it's a good time to reach down and be generous like Muskegon can be. Let's be better than the people we elect is all I can say. So
we have some food too that people can come and get.
All right. Corinne says she's got some food people can come get. We're going to take care of each other if our elected officials won't do it. We're going to look after each other. So let's do that, Muskegon. Don't forget Saturday night, roll your clock back 1 hour before you go to sleep. So that you, well, if you don't roll it back, you'll be in church really, really early, or you'll be at Corinne's at 8 instead of 9. But don't forget to roll your clock back. Hey, this is the Halloween weekend. There's going to be kids out and about everywhere. So make sure that you pay attention, that you be safe out there. Let's look after our little ones and have an enjoyable holiday. This has been Community Focus. We'll see you next week.